你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天瞬间秒杀听力的课堂 To demonstrate your English ability and charm。 那么今天首先我们来做一段听力的测试，看能够听懂多少，然后我们进行详尽的分解所有听力跟口语的一些秘诀。 Here we go, listen up. Learn to live in the present moment. To a large degree, the measure of our peace of mind is determined by how much we're able to live on the present moment. Irrespective of what happened yesterday or last year, and what may or may not happen tomorrow,The present moment is where you are always. Okay, great. Let's take a look. 我们看所有听力的一些技巧。第一句话 ,learn to live in the present moment. Present moment 指的是现在的时刻，也就是我们要学会活在当下。首先红色字体属于非实义词汇，用降调来发。to 有一个弱化，变成 t 加个 a 叫 t, 甚至直接说成 t 这个发音叫做 t. Learned.轻轻的给一点气流，立刻叫到下面一个单词，就产生了节奏。Learn to live in the present moment. Live 跟 in 有连叫 living, 而且 in the 用降调来读。那这句话慢速版本就变成 Learn to live in the present moment. Learn to live in the present moment. To a large degree, 很大程度上这是一个 fixed phrase, 固定短语。To a large degree. To 在口语化当中。那么跟 a 事实上会有一个连音，元跟元之间连音不是加 w 就是加 ye, 那这个加个 w 叫 to, to 也可以说成 t, 取决于你当下的速度，速度慢一点就是 to, 快一点就变成 to. To a large degree, to a large degree, the measure of our peace of mind is determined by how much we're able to live on the present moment. 我们来看一下，很大程度上 the measure of our peace of mind, peace of mind 指的是 mind 思想的宁静的这样的一个衡量，我们思想宁静的这种衡量 is determined 取决于因为什么，由什么来决定。 How much we're able to live on the present moment, 我们能够是否活在当下。我们来看一下 measure 这个单词，首先在听力当中要听懂 measure, 有可能听不明白。衡量 of 跟 our 有一个连音 of our, 而 our 在口语化当中直接可以说成一个儿化音叫做儿，就变成 over, the measure of our peace of mind, the measure of our peace of mind. 所以这个短语就要能听懂。那我们内心宁静的这样的一个衡量测量 is determined by, 由什么来决定 is determined by, 那这个固定短语你要能明白。How much we're able to live on the present moment, we are 在口语化当中有一个弱化现象，说成 W, 加一个儿化音 were, 就变成We're able to 说成 to, we're able to. Able 被强调，但是几个单词强调的层级不一样， live, present moment 更多一点，就变成 How much we're able to live on the present moment. Live 跟 on 叫 live on, 红色字体用降调读，那这句话就变成 To a large degree, the measure of our peace of mind is determined by how much we are 说成 we're able to live on the present momentIrrespective of what happened yesterday or last year, irrespective of 指的是不管。那不管，那么昨天或者去年发生了什么样的事情 ,irrespective, 所以听力难题就这个能不能听明白 ,irrespective 跟 of 有一个连叫 irrespective of, 这是个固定表达不管。Irrespective of what happened yesterday or last year, last year, 那么它有一个音变或许不是很明白 ,t 加上也发 sh, 这个发音叫 last year, 所以能听懂。And what may or may not happen tomorrow, 这个比较的简单。那么 ,the present moment is where you are always, where you are, 你身在的地方，你处在的地方，也就是当下就是你目前所处的之处。OK, 时时刻刻所在的一个地方。Alright, 我们把这一段重新的慢速的版本来读一遍，看能不能听懂。Here we go.Learn to live in the present moment. To a large degree, the measure of our peace of mind is determined by how much we're able to live on the present moment. Irrespective of what happened yesterday or last year, and what may or may not happen tomorrow, the present moment is where you are always. OK, 这是我们今天所分享的内容。当然想跟 Monster 学到更多在线免费食堂直播课程，完完全全免费赠送给你。食堂课程十个主题，包括发音、连连音、语音语调、词汇交流、听力、电影模仿技巧，十套非常详细的英文的学习方法，可以轻松的让你把英语说出来说流利。看电影不用看字幕， 想得到这免费的在线食堂直播课程，请立刻加 Monster 的个人工作 QQ， 个人 QQ 10489403271 10489403271。当你加这个个人 QQ， 会自动的推送一个 QQ 群号码给你，你加立刻会收到一个 QQ 群，加入群就可以免费学习，同时在群里面每一天都有老师给你免费一对一的纠音。 See you next time.